Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, a space for Black women who are getting to where the healing resides. Let's go ahead and jump into today's episode, y'all. I want to talk about some ways that I know that I'm healing, like what I've learned so far about just my wholeness and healing journey, because we're transitioning into 2023. And you might be wondering, like, man, I don't even know if this is really working, which, trust me, if you're doing any type of steps to embrace your wholeness and to heal and do those things, like, I can tell you that it's making a difference. Okay. It really is. It may not feel like it necessarily right now in this exact moment, but I can tell you that progress is progress. Okay. But you might be like, well, what are some ways that maybe I can identify with that will help me to realize that this work that I'm doing is important. It's major. It's making a difference in my life. I want to talk about that today. So I'm going to share with you some things that I have learned, again, so far about my wholeness and healing. And I'm really excited to share these things with you. So I can tell you quickly, though, that something that I have done for self-care, I've done it twice now, is that I took a pole class, y'all. I took a pole class. And maybe that's something that I'll talk about at another time, but usually at the top of each episode, I like to share what I did for self-care in the last like week or two or month or whatever, just to kind of give you ideas that will help spark ways that you can tap into, self-care. And so that's the thing that I did. I've taken 2 pole classes, and all I'm going to say is the little joke that I used to make. Not to disparage anyone that like does pole, like knows how to work the pole or like strips or anything like that. But I used to always say, like, girl, if my money gets funny, I can always get on the pole. No, Brie, you cannot. And those classes proved to me that that is just not the case. Like that class determined that what I was saying was a whole lie. But again, that's a conversation for another time. But what I do want to go ahead and dive into right now is some things that I have learned so far about my wholeness and healing. Okay. So let's get into it. So the first thing that I would say that I've noticed or something that I've learned or want to share with you is that healing for me, it doesn't mean that I'll never experience hard things that will need to be tended to or emotionally processed. And it's the same for you. Just because you're embracing your wholeness, which is your birthright, and just because you're on this healing journey and you may be seeing like shifts in your behavior, your patterns, the way you think and all that stuff, which is amazing. I don't want you to think or get this narrative in your head that this healing work means that you will never have some type of reaction to something, or that you'll never experience hard things that will, you know, always be super easy to process emotionally. Like that's just not the case for me. Again, I realize that this is life, right? I'm still going to have things that I'm going to react to, and I may not react in the best way. I'm just saying, I'm human, right? I'm not perfect. And things are still going to feel hard, right? There's big emotions. Part of being a human is having these big emotions, right? But just this thought, it helps me to not run away
at least for long. Because sometimes, you know, your girl, I'm a work in progress. Your girl still be struggling sometimes. But it helps me not to run away from the uglier parts of life, the uglier thoughts that I have sometimes, or the uglier feelings that I have sometimes. It's becoming easier and easier. I'm not saying easy, but it's becoming easier and easier to kind of like separate myself from those thoughts or those feelings or those reactions. And I can explore those thoughts or those feelings more and not just like label myself as like, oh, Brie, you're so evil. Like, that's something I used to think about myself for a very long time. Like, I was evil. I was a bad person. I was going to hell. Like, all these things, right? I'm able to separate those feelings, those thoughts that, again, that are bubbling up, that are not all cutesy and loving and all that stuff. But, and I'm not like labeling myself, like I'm just this terrible human being. So again, I just want to let you know, like, number one, I understand that healing for me doesn't mean that I'll never have, you know, those ugly thoughts or feelings. The second thing that I can say, so we're on number two, is, you know, I still have raw areas. And I guess this kind of coincides with number one, but I still have raw areas and like toxic patterns to work out and work through. Like, this is normal. Again, so maybe this is kind of still like, let's label this like number 1.5 or 1A, or I don't know, but whatever. But like, this is normal. Healing takes time. Healing cannot be rushed, sis. Like, healing is not this thing that you can just force your way through or push your way through and just get to the other side and be like, okay, I've done the work. I'm perfect now. I'm healed. I was able to break down every single cycle and narrative and pattern and behavior, lickety split. And now I'm just, you know, you know what I mean? No, you're still, I still have these areas. I still have these things that I react to. I still have these behaviors that, and I'm aware of them a lot of times, but I still stumble into these toxic patterns because that's what I'm used to. That's my comfort zone. These are the, like, those reactions are things I've just done for months, for days, for weeks, for years. And so it's easy to fall into those old, like, behaviors. It's easy, at least for me, to fall into certain loops or patterns. And, you know, I feel like that's completely normal. And that doesn't mean that the healing's not working. I think really that's just a confirmation that I even know that the healing is working, that I am embracing my wholeness, because I realize that that's just, again, a part of my humanity. Okay. We're all going to still have tender points. We're all going to still have raw. Oh my God. R-A-W-E-R. Rawer. I can't even say it. More raw. How about that? Since clearly I can't say it the other way. We're still going to have those areas, right? Everything's not going to be all, you know, kumbaya and I don't know, like just this picturesque life all the time. Like, that's just not what it is. We're going to have things that rub us the wrong way. We're going to have, you know, we're going to sometimes fall back into and revert into those old patterns, those old limiting beliefs and things like that. And I think that's just a part of our humanity. Okay. And that's okay. But again, it takes time to work through all this stuff. We got, a lot of us have layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of things that we're kind of navigating and negotiating and working our way through. Right. So you can't skip ahead, sis. You can't rush the process. You can't just, force things to be. It's just not how life works. So that's number two for me. The third thing that I would say, I'm reading my notes here. The third thing that I would say is that, this one is like, girl, this is a big one for me. Okay. Let me know if you can relate to this. But the third one for me that helps me to realize that, or like what I've learned so far about this whole healing journey and tending to your inner child and reparenting yourself and relearning things and just embracing your wholeness, is that, listen, girl, I cannot change people And I cannot demand that they bend themselves into what I need them to be so that I can now feel better about myself, feel better about my life, feel like react better, be nicer. You know what I mean? Like I can't change people and I can't impose my way of thinking or what I think they should do or how they should be. Like I can't make those demands upon people, just like people can't really technically do that to you. Like I can't change people in that way. And honestly, if I could, let's just pretend that I could, okay? I realize that that's just like a temporary fix because really it's not about the other person, okay? It's really about me. What's the saying? Like, wherever you go, there you are. I don't know who that quote comes from, but I hear it so many times. But it's like those challenges that you have within, the way that you feel about yourself, you know, within those inner private thoughts you have about yourself, the way that you react to things, the way that you think about things, the way that you see the world, the way that you see yourself, like all those things, like that is all within you. Does that make sense? So just because I can, like, let's say I could magically wave a wand and cause someone to, for example, let's say someone treated me like dirt. We all have at least one person in our life, or we know of someone that has experienced this, right? So that person was treated like dirt. If I could wave a magic wand and have that person come and apologize for me or whatever, that's, first of all, that's great. Okay. But does that mean that now I'm just magically healed? Does this mean that now life is kumbaya and I'm just magically different? As much as I want that to be the case, that's just not the case. First of all, because we can't demand that people change and apologize and all that stuff. But even if we could, it's like there's still that inner, that's like a temporary fix because that inner work still needs to be done, if that makes sense. Someone changing does not mean that the internal issue or the internal challenges, like all those years of pain, all those years of hurt from whatever that you've experienced, like it's still there. Even if the person does come to you and be like, you know what, sis, I'm so sorry. I treated you this way. Or for example, I cheated. Let's say it was an old flame and they came to you and they're like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I cheated on you 5 years ago or whatever, but you have been carrying around that pain for like 5 years, right? Even though they come and apologize, you still feel that hurt. It still needs to be, you still need to get in touch with those emotions. You still have that inner work, to address, if that makes sense, right? So the internal issue or the challenge or the hurt you have, it'll work itself out. It will work itself out. If you're doing the work. But again, like the above is like a temporary fix. Changing someone in which we have no control over, like that's a temporary fix. And also I feel like if that work's not done and someone does come and apologize, I feel like even if you don't do that exact same thing you always did, like once that person comes and apologizes, I feel like that pain is going to bubble up in a different way. It might show up in a new way because it hasn't been addressed. It hasn't been looked at. It hasn't been supported. It hasn't been nurtured, or you haven't nurtured yourself in the way that you need to nurture. Does that make sense? So again, like them problems, sis, they gonna follow you. Like you think you going wherever, like, okay, life is good now, but them problems, that luggage that we're carrying around, like them bag ladies, like Erykah Badu talking about, like it's still going to follow us around. It's still going to be there. And again, like I can't change people. So it is what it is. It's not their job to change for me. It's my job, unfortunately, to like I'm in charge of my healing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? But then also just kind of another part of that is just like I can't change people. And just like you can't change people. You can't force people to see things your way. You can't force people to come back and apologize. You can't, you know, do those things. I want you to also understand that you're not responsible, just, and vice versa. Like you're not responsible for how someone else thinks or feels. right? So just like they're not responsible for like the internal work that needs to be done for me, like I'm not responsible for someone else's internal work that needs to be done. Does that make sense? So I want you to keep that in mind. Like, I don't need to take ownership of someone else's feelings. Does that make sense? So that's number three. Let me go ahead and give you number four, sis. This one's really good for me. How I choose to heal is my decision. Period. That's something else that I have totally learned during this journey. How I choose to heal doesn't need to be co-signed by anybody else. I don't need to get someone else's permission. You don't need to get someone else's permission. You don't need someone else to give you the thumbs up or the co-sign. Like, how you choose to heal or not heal. Okay. Like, all of that, like, you're empowered. This is your decision to make. Okay. So it's okay. It's safe for me to do what works for me. And it's okay and safe for you to do what works for you. And I can tell you right now that there are a ton of ways to walk this journey of wholeness and healing. Okay. And it's okay to try new things. So like I said, I took a pole class because I want to connect with my body in a new way. That for me is a part of my healing journey, because for a very long time, like if you listen to my, I think it was my very first episode, which was the most embarrassing episode, honestly, or somewhere at the beginning of the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast history, I was talking about that when I went and got waist beads tied on, honey, I was a hot mess. And I hate even talking about that episode because it's kind of embarrassing for me, but it is what it is. But yeah, so I took a couple of pole classes because I want to heal in that way. I want to accept my body. I want to connect with my body. I want to align with liberation when it comes to my body. So that's why I took pole classes, and it was amazing. And I have so much newfound respect for any woman that can get up there on that pole and just, oh God, it's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. Anyway, I digress. So yeah, like taking the pole classes, or honestly, for me, it also looks like trying natural or more holistic approaches that help me to lessen, my anxiety. Like, for example, I talked about how I took an edible. So occasionally I might take edibles. I do CBD pretty much every single day. I take lemon balm tincture. I take lion's mane tincture. Like, there's just different things that I do. But also, it can look like just a more holistic approach, like just meditation, being more mindful, or doing therapy, which I do therapy on occasion as well. So really, like I said, it's just how I choose to heal is my decision. And I can even stop doing things that don't work, and I don't have to apologize for it or be embarrassed. Like, oh God, I tried something and it didn't work. Like, I don't have to apologize or be embarrassed for doing things that serve me in my healing journey, or for no longer doing things that are not helping me to bloom. I feel like Black women, we apologize so much for everything. It's just like, you don't have to apologize for this healing journey that you're on. Okay. You just don't, you don't have to apologize. So that's number four. Now, number five, I'm not even sure how to classify this to where it's not confusing, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to give you some ways that I know that I'm healing. Like I know I'm healing because ... if that makes sense. And then also at the end of these, I'm going to give you an affirmation, like a really simple yet powerful affirmation that I want you to write this affirmation down. So get your pen and your journal ready, put it on a post-it or something that you can carry with you into 2023 and beyond. Since we're talking about healing, and we talk about healing a lot here on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, I want you to write it down. So I'll give that to you at the end, okay? All right. Excuse me. So again, number five, these are some ways that like I know that I'm healing, and I'm giving you these things because again, I think sometimes we're just like, oh, I don't know if this is working, not working. Is it helping? Like, you know what I mean? You can't see what I'm doing with my hands right now, but if you're familiar with America's Next Top Model, or the meme, do you remember when Miss J, I think they were at like a fashion show and Miss J was sitting in the chair and waving his hands like he was confused? That's what I was doing just now. All right, let me get back to these things, child. So I know that I'm healing because I'm at peace for longer periods of time. And this one is a huge one for me. I am at peace for longer periods of time. Now, I will be honest, like these things I'm going to give you does, I just have to be very clear. These things do not mean that I am perfectly, quote unquote, perfectly healed. Okay. This journey is a journey and it never ends. All right. So you're going to realize that you'll get a, make a little progress and then you might have a little setback, and then you'll make a little progress. You might have a little setback, or you might just allow, it might look like just having more awareness around a situation, period, more awareness around maybe how you react or what your beliefs are, just different things like that. But I just want to make it very clear that just because I'm healing and some areas are better than others doesn't mean that I'm not still going through a healing process. Okay. So again, I know that I'm healing because I'm at peace for longer periods of time. And I'm going to be honest and say that there is a situation that still pulls me out of my peace. I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast. I'm just not even ready to talk about it right now. And I'm not sure if it's something that I'll share. Maybe down the line I will. I don't know. But I'm just letting you know, like I still, you know, struggle with certain things. All right. So there is still a specifically one situation that no matter what, it pulls me out of my peace every single time. But the beauty of it is, since I'm, you know, doing this work, I know it. I see it. I acknowledge it. I realize it. I don't just try to hide from the emotions or hide from the thoughts of this situation. I just see it for what it is, right? And since I'm aware, I am able to kind of come back around at some point and just realign myself with my peace, if that makes sense. So again, that's one of the ways that I know that I'm healing.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. getkickoff.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
Another way that I know that I'm healing is, like the pole class, I'm getting out of my comfort zone more and more and doing things for me that align with more self-acceptance, more self-love, like liberation, like all those words, like just that are important to me. And by liberation, I'm talking about for me and for just for Black women as a whole, versus how I was like always just stuck in fear, stuck in struggle, stuck in anxiety, stuck in limiting beliefs about myself, about the world, about everybody else. Like just this acceptance and like this liberation, it just gets me closer to living my life and living it well as my whole self, and doing it on like my terms and my values more so than doing it based on like society's opinion of me or doing it based on just conditioning, like how I was conditioned to feel guilt about certain things or like how I was conditioned to believe like, oh, I'm going to hell because I had these feelings or I was pissed or I cussed, you know what I mean? Like I'm just getting out of my comfort zone and it's just opening things up to me. So that's one of the ways I know I'm healing because old Bree would have never took a pole class, honey. Oh God, no. Old Bree would have never, what else am I doing? Just doing things that pour into me. Like I would have never really done those things that were outside of my comfort zone. So that is definitely a way that I know that I'm healing. Another way that I know that I'm healing is, I'm just more accepting of myself. I've talked about this before. Like I'm more accepting of myself. I'm more accepting of my body. It's no secret that there are times and there definitely were many, 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 many times where I just hated myself. I didn't like anything about myself. I thought I was ugly. I thought I was stupid. I thought I was just gross and evil. Like I've talked about this on other podcast episodes, but I am really starting to accept myself more and more like every single day. So that's another way that I know, like I'm not like abandoning myself. I'm not rejecting myself. I am embracing myself more and accepting myself more. And it feels amazing to be able to do that. Okay. And even during those times where I struggle with acceptance, again, because of the healing, I'm able to, maybe not immediately, of course, but there, you know, I'm able to identify what's going on and explore, you know what I mean? A little bit more and see what's going on. So again, this is one of the ways I realize I'm healing. Something else that helps me know that your girl is healing is, like, I don't view my daughter anymore, or I guess I should say not as often, like she's just an extension of me, or like she's just another version of me, like Bree 2.0. That's huge. Like, that's just super huge. We're two different people. We're two different bodies. We're two different spirits. She's got her own path that she's starting to forge ahead on. Of course, I want to be there to support her. And of course, as a mama, for all my nurturers and mothers and parents and teachers and guides and, you know, aunties and all that, like, it's hard to, or at least for me, speaking for myself, it can be hard to separate yourself. But the more that I heal, the more it helps me to not only acknowledge my humanity, but it helps me to acknowledge the humanity of the other people in my circle, of the other people in my atmosphere, of other people, just period. You know what I mean? So I again, keep in mind, like I said before, some of these are still a struggle. I'm a work in progress, but I'm able to ease up on just viewing my daughter as an extension of me. Like, she has to be this way. She has to do these things. She has to, just has to be a certain way and fit this mold and fit this idea that I have in my mind, right? Plus, because of the healing work, I'm able to be gentler with her. I'm able to be softer with her. I honestly, one of the biggest regrets that I have is that I didn't start my healing journey sooner, because I know that I inflected. I don't know what the word is, but I caused her harm. I caused her harm in probably a myriad of ways, because I was operating from a place where I wasn't healed. I was operating from a place where I did not see my humanity, honor my humanity, honor my worth. But the more you do the healing work, the easier it becomes to just, again, honor the humanity in others the way that they deserve, right? Let's see. Bah, 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 bah. Another one. Another big one is that I can see, how can I explain this? Like the old Bree, or the older version of Bree, like, how can I say this? So everything was bad. Everything was bad. Like, nothing was good in my life. This is how I was feeling, okay? Nothing was good in my life. Everything was bad. Everything was bleak. My future was going to be crappy. I couldn't get ahead. I couldn't do anything. Like, this is how I used to think. Does that make sense? But now, thanks to just this journey that I'm on and have been on for a little bit, like, I can see where I am. And y'all, things have been rough in the last couple of years. Don't get it twisted. But I'm able to come to a place where I can see that where I am, there are positive things about my experience where I am right now. And I can definitely see a positive and beautiful future for myself. Okay. I know I can't go back and change the past and all those things, like the mistakes I made, the things that were done to me, the things I did to people, like all that stuff. Of course, I can't go back and change the past, but the older version of me had like the past, the present, and the future, like all of it or most of it was hella negative. Hella just like, what's the point? Does that make sense? But now I can see like where I am right now in the present. Again, it's not perfect, but I can see the beauty in a lot of things. I can see the joy in a lot of things. I have a lot to be grateful for, and definitely for my future self. So hopefully that makes sense. But like I said, everything was a problem for me. Even like the smallest issue, you guys, like even the smallest issue, like my mind would just create this huge monster that it was just like, oh, I'll never be able to surpass this. I'll never have the kind of life that I want. I'm never gonna love myself. I'm never gonna accept myself. I'm always gonna be poor. I'm always gonna struggle. Like all those things, and definitely much more than that. But those were the ones that were top of mind. That's just how I felt. But I don't feel like that anymore. So that's another way that I can definitely feel like this healing is working, girl. Another way that I know the healing's working that may resonate with you is that for the most part, I no longer regularly default to the way of thinking that says, like, things that I know that I deserve and that you definitely deserve too, like rest and like abundance and flow and alignment, like all those things and joy and happiness. Like, I don't feel like those are shameful things anymore. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like they're shameful or bad things anymore. And this is a huge work in progress for me because, this isn't always my regular default. And sometimes I do still struggle with this from time to time, like I mentioned before, because in my mind, like flow and rest and ease and liberation and joy and I don't know, abundance and happiness and all those things in my mind, like for example, ease and rest, that equates to me to like laziness. Like I'm not earning my keep. Like I'm not working hard enough, for what I want, because nothing is supposed to come easy. Everything's supposed to be hard. Right. But I am really getting to a place where that's no longer my default because of just allowing myself to, you know, be empowered to prioritize my healing and prioritize myself. Okay. So that's another one for sure. Another way that I know is I can be vulnerable with myself and vulnerable with other people versus, child, I was like the queen of hiding my emotions, the queen of hiding my thoughts, my pain, and you know what's funny? Because sometimes it's even still hard for me to share the good things. Can you feel me on that? It's sometimes even hard for me to share like the positive things that are happening, but I am in a place where I can be more vulnerable. Okay, with myself, I can be more vulnerable with other people and not feel like I have to show up in such a way or feel like I have to say certain things to be accepted or like hide my pain or hide my joy and things like that because maybe someone else is experiencing a hardship. So I don't deserve to be happy. Does that make sense? But I'm definitely in a better place with my vulnerability, and I love that. I just have two more, y'all. another one is, like, I know this is working because I'm in touch with my emotions and feelings and allow myself to hold space for them. That might be a part of being vulnerable, so let's just attach it to that one. But even those ugly thoughts and feelings and emotions, because woo child. And also, like, I can name those emotions without, recently, just feelings of bitterness and irritation and annoyance and things like that. I can say those things and not say, like, Brie is bad, or I'm bad, or things like that, or I'm evil, or I allow myself to feel what I feel and to name what I feel. And I'm not saying that it's fun or that it's always easy, because it's not. But I am more in touch with my emotions and my feelings. And I'm allowing myself to hold space for that and not just kind of like quickly like, get over it. You'll be okay. Like, I try not to do that with myself. And also, I try not to do that with my daughter. Something that triggers me with my daughter is like when she's crying, that is an instant trigger for me. That is an instant trigger for me. So that's something that I'm working on because she is allowed, or she should be allowed, to have or to express her emotions in that way. Does that make sense? But I don't have time to go into it because I'm trying to make this episode, you know, pretty quick, but, I wasn't always allowed to express my emotions. And that was a pattern or a cycle that I repeated with my daughter. So again, work in progress. But again, just like being in touch with those emotions and those feelings, they allow me to not like, it allows me to recognize my humanity. And again, like I had mentioned before, when I allow myself to recognize my humanity, I can definitely see the humanity in others. So that's a beautiful thing. And then the very last thing that I would say before I give you this affirmation, this juicy affirmation, is that, and this is a doozy, girl. I do not react to things the way that I would have in the past. And that is real talk. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I was gangsta and like I could like throw hand. Like, I was never someone that would fight, throw hands or anything like that. I was vicious, though. I was vicious with my words. I was vicious with just like these petty thoughts. And I would say petty things, and I would just say things or do things like, what's it called? Like, just these passive aggressive things a lot when someone did something that I felt was wrong. And I'm still a work in progress. Like I said, I'm still working through some things. God ain't finished with me yet. He ain't done with me yet. But generally speaking, I don't react to things the way I would have in the past. Real talk. There are still things that get me kind of razzled, dazzled, and irritated and all that stuff. But where I used to just completely shut down or be completely just feel raw and hurt, like in those areas, I just see growth in those areas now. I see progress in those areas now. I can see beauty in some of those areas now. But yeah, the old Bree that would cut people to the quick, like, she's still in there. Don't get it twisted. And depending on the circumstance, I can either just cut somebody to the quick, or I just go into my shell. And it depends on if I'm scared, if I'm angry. It just depends on how I feel. But she's still in there. Don't get it twisted. But I am developing these new beliefs and mindsets and habits that are allowing me to pause more and think about things. Or if I do react in such a way where I feel like, you know what, that was not necessary, that was not cool, you know what I mean? Not from a shaming, like, oh, you're evil thing, but just realizing, like, oh, that what you did, oh, that was harmful, sis. Like, that wasn't cool. I can go back and apologize, real talk. And I have apologized. Like, in 2022 was like the year of the apology for me, for certain people, because I would just go back and, like, my daughter, for example, I have apologized to her in 2022 for several things. Like, I might say something that when I go back and think about it, I'm like, that might not have been the nicest way to put that, or just different things. I've gone back and apologized. I have, because again, I am healing. And when I am healing, it allows me to honor my humanity, and it also allows me to honor the humanity of other beautiful people and beautiful Black women such as yourself, right? So those are the ways that I, like, some of the things I've learned so far about just my healing journey, or things that I've noticed that helped me to know, like, yeah, this is definitely changing me in a beautiful way, and I'm here for it, right? So my hope is that you were able to kind of connect with some of the things that I mentioned, and also think about some things that help you to understand that the healing work that you're doing is making a difference in your life, because it is. I promise you, this work that we're doing is not for nothing. It's not a waste of time. Okay? It's honestly, it's not. It's already making changes within you. Small change is change, sis. Okay? Change is change. Progress is progress. It doesn't have to be this big thing every single time, right? Sometimes you see that change in just the smallest of things, and you're like, oh my God, I grew. I did a little growing there. I've changed a little bit there. And that's a beautiful thing. It is an amazing thing. Okay, so let me go ahead and give you this affirmation, child. So this is like a simple yet powerful affirmation that I want you to write down and remember this, and remind yourself of this often as it pertains to the healing work that we're doing. You ready for it? All right, so here it is. I am thankful for the healing and support taking place within me. I'm going to say it one more time. Or maybe I'll say it two more times. I am thankful for the healing and support taking place within me. I am thankful for the healing and support taking place within me. All right. So that is it for this episode. And that's it for 2022. Yeah. Wait. Oh, no. Is it? 26, 27, 8, 9, 30. Yes, chat, listen. I should have looked the calendar before I did this episode, but that is it for 2022. And I can just tell you that this has been a ride for sure, and I am here for it. I am just so thankful for you. I love you. I am so honored to be able to share my thoughts and my words and my journey with you. And any type of support that this gives you, it just makes me happy that we collectively are healing. We are loving ourselves. We are thriving more. We are living our lives. We are honoring our humanity. We are resting. We are allowing ourselves to receive love and abundance and happiness, like just all the things, right? All the things. I'm just so thankful for you. I really am. And I'm just glad that you are here as a part of this community. Every share of the podcast, every email that I receive, every comment that you and review you leave for the podcast, I'm just so thankful for you. Real talk. And I'm looking forward to 2023. I know that it's going to be amazing. I know that it's going to be blessed. I know that it's going to be dynamic. I know that it's going to be abundantly powerful. I'm here for it. I am so here for it and looking forward to a bountiful 2023 for myself and for you as well. So I guess I'm signing off for 2022, technically, of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you for rolling with me. I'm so glad that you and I are in this together. I will see you in January of 2023. Have a blessed new year, and we'll talk soon.